With more than a small degree of humility. Before unveiling this magnificent monument, I really want to take one more moment to acknowledge the person who really deserves most of the credit for this coming to fruition. And I suspect there's barely a person here who doesn't know who I'm talking about or who she hasn't asked for help in some way or another. In the 8 years that I've been involved with this project, Lynn has been the one constant driving force. There were difficult times when we felt like giving up, and I remember a time when we talked about maybe we should just put a plaque on George Street to honor Major Taylor and call it a day. But Lynn would hear none of it. I've seen her do everything imaginable to build support for this project. She organizes the annual George Street Hill Climb, where Major Taylor trained and some of you rode by today. She recruits sponsors, holds forums with book authors, writes grants, designs posters, sells bike jerseys and t-shirts, develops school curriculum, speaks to groups, holds 50-50 raffles, sends out what seems like constant emails, lobbies state legislatures, renames streets, responds to filmmakers and writers, communicates with Major Taylor's family, generates press, solicits donations from bike clubs, sign makers, florists, even flight schools to get a parachute here today. There is nothing she hasn't been willing to do, with the exception of being president of the Major Taylor Association. She drew the line there. Please, before we unveil this statue, join with me in thanking her for all of that. Judy Gallant-Root, Lisa Welsh, Geneva Brown, and Jeannie Smith. Thanks to all of you for your efforts along the way. Great. Thank you. Finally, I want to ask head librarian Penny Johnson and library board president Jack Donahue to join me at the podium along with Lynn.